What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. I want to welcome you back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I'm giving you guys a very special episode. We are at the Disney Cruise with my wife and my beautiful kids. And right now, we just pulled earlier today into Tortuga. I believe that's how you say it. We just got done with our excursions. And as I was out and about today, and honestly, last couple days on the cruise, I had a thought about being a chain breaker, and I wanted to jump on and share it with you guys right now. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right, everybody. So I'm on a Disney cruise, like I said during the intro, and I love cruising. I really enjoy it. My wife and I had a funny discussion, and I'm hoping in advance. Let me preface this before we get too deep into this. I'm hoping that I don't offend you or too many people who are listening to this, but I'm probably going to offend somebody, and I just want to apologize in advance. And if you are offended, it probably means there's something you should look at yourself. And I know something for me, I've been reflecting a lot this week about myself. And anyway, so I'm just kind of putting that out there. I don't mean to be rude. It's just, sometimes we don't talk about things because we're afraid of offending people. I think that it doesn't help people progress. And so here we go. And if this gets really bad, maybe I won't post this one live, but I think it's helpful. So anyway, Clint and I were talking about how, how these amazing people that work on the cruise ships, they come on here and they're usually on for like 9 months in a row. And then they get like a month and a half, 2 months off. And then they come back on for another 9 months. And we thought, I wonder how interesting it is when they come on here and they see every week a new group of people like swarm the boat and just the similarities between groups, right? They're like, here's all the people that, that immediately run to the spa and book all their spa ones. Here's the people that run to the buffet. Here's the people that run to the ice cream machine. Here's the people that run to the plays. And like just wondering like the patterns and similarities, as you see all the people coming in. And that was kind of an interesting thing we were talking about, and just, how people are so similar in their patterns. And then today when we're getting off the cruise ship, we were in line, and in front of us there was this little family. And it's one of those things that, this is like the moral dilemma that I have, and I'm sure all of you guys have at times. But walking out, and there's three little kids in this family in front of us, and they're just like my kids who are going crazy and, trying out the boat. And the one little kid is like punching the brother, and he's punching and punching and punching him. The little brother's crying. And then the dad turns to the kid who's punching the brother and punches him and says, "Don't punch your brother." And I was like, and I was ready to like just pop this guy in the head and just, and it's just like, try not to. And then you see this kid crying and stuff, and you're just like what's right? Do I yell at this kid? Or yell at the dad? Do I leave it alone? Do I not? All these things go through your head. And and I don't think anyone's ever given us a manual to tell us how to respond to those situations. And I remember as I'm looking at this kid, and then I start looking at his dad, and I'm just like getting angrier and angrier as we're standing in this line and just ready to like just pop the dad in the head, And I'm sitting here, and then I start thinking, and all of a sudden like I had this moment where I looked at him. I said, the only logical reason why that guy thought that was okay, and I'm going to step back because I sometimes pop my kids when I shouldn't. So I'm not saying I'm perfect. In fact, I've had more than once where I've hit my kids telling them to stop hitting their brothers, and Clut's like, look at the irony. You just hit him telling him to stop hitting your brother. So I'm as guilty as anyone else, okay? So first off, don't anybody think that I'm making this to position myself differently. I am an offender as well. But I started looking at the dad, and my anger shifted from anger to almost like remorse as I looked at him and I said, man, like what must have happened in his life? Like what were his parents like to him? And I was like, this little kid's probably gonna pop his kids, and then his kids are gonna pop his kids because that's what they learned, right? Like I guarantee you that this dad, his dad probably used to hit him and say, quit hitting your sisters. And so because of that, he thinks that's the right response. So he hits his kids, they don't hit your sister, and the chain goes on and on and on, right? So that's like one situation is just that. But I started thinking about all sorts of things. And today when we got back on the boat, we were walking past the ice cream machine. And I'm not going to lie, I've had a few too many ice cream cones. But at the same time, I try to have some limits, right? And I see this this family. And again, I'm not trying to pass judgment. And again, I hope I don't offend anybody. But I'm going to call it the way that I saw it. There's a mom and a dad. Each of them probably weighed, I would say close to 400 pounds, in front of the ice cream machine with huge ice cream cones, and their kids who were little tiny kids who probably weighed as much as I did, and they're like, you know, 4'7", little kids, and I'm looking at this, and I was like first for a flash of a second, I'm like angry at the parents, like, why are you letting your kids have two ice cream cones, one each hand? Like you should tell them to stop, right? Like, these kids are not healthy. It's going to be bad for their heart and their lungs, and like, so many bad things are going to get teased at school, and like, stop. And then I looked at the parents, I'm like, God, the parents don't know any better. Like, their parents probably did the same thing, right? And I started looking also in this chain of like, how far back, how many generations back did this thing happen, right? And so there was that situation. And then I started thinking about all these other things. I started thinking about business and started thinking about how many people do I coach on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis who literally I hand them all of the tools and the training and the techniques to make money, right? Making money is not difficult. Now, the reason why I say that is because I believe it's not difficult. But for most people, they've been given this pattern from their parents. And let's say their parents really struggle to make money, and their parents are like, hey, making money is hard. And they've heard that ever since they were a kid. And so all of a sudden they come into my world, and I'm like, hey, making money is actually not that difficult. They're like, my parents told me it was hard, and their parents told them it was hard, and their parents, and generations back in time, it was hard, it was hard, it was hard. And so even though we give them the tools, and like, it's really, really simple, in their mind, they think it's hard, right? I say same thing, you know, so that's business. Let's say it's, you know, again, it could be anything. It could be diet and exercise, could be health, could be drugs, could be alcohol, could be all these things, right? And so that's kind of the negative side. Now I want to switch to the positive side, because there's also things where, like, when I was growing up, my dad was an entrepreneur, and he always had money. He always figured out ways to make money. So for him, it seemed easy to make money. So in my mind, I was like, well, it's easy to make money. Dad did it, so I did it. So I'm blessed to have, like, a positive chain there, right? And I look at different parts of my life, and there's so many amazing things I've been blessed with for my parents and things like that. But there's also things that were passed down to me that weren't positive. I think in everybody's lives we have both of those, right? We have these positive chains that have been passed from you know, great-grandparents to grandparents to parents to us, and hopefully to our children. And those are the things that you intuitively typically are good at, and it's like a generational thing, right? You see it amongst your family, right? Like, everyone in my family is good at this, or, you know, all of us are super healthy, or all of us are super smart in school, or all of us are whatever. And these beliefs are passed from generation to generation to generation that are super positive, but also they're super negative. That's why so many times you see families who really, really struggle with health, but maybe they're really, really good at business, right? Or they're horrible at business, but they're really smart in school. Or they're really smart in school, but they're really bad at entrepreneurship, or whatever it is, right? Because we're not all given everything. And so I think what's interesting, this is what I wanted to kind of share with you guys as I was thinking about this today, is this concept of we need to become chain breakers for the negative things in our lives that are generational. So I think, like, what I was thinking about most of today, I was stepping back, I was thinking about all of the super positive things that have been passed down from generation to generation to me. And I was grateful for those. Like, oh, thank heavens that I'm a hard worker. Thank heavens that I don't have receding hair. Just kidding. Thank you, Grandpa. Just kidding. Or just thank you. You know, and I was really grateful for the positive things that came down. But then I started looking at the negative things. There's definitely negative traits that have been passed down as well. And I think, you know, for me, it's interesting. The very first time that I became aware of this stuff was literally when I started going to the very first Tony Robbins event. And Tony does a really good job of, like, how do you make yourself aware of what's happening, right? It's like, most people, life's just happening to us. And he's like, how do you break outside and become aware of it, and like, oh my gosh, this is happening. I can change these beliefs, these thoughts, these things. And it was the first time in my life that I'd ever like stopped and stepped back and looked at my life and like, I can change these things. And I started looking at just certain things in my life, like health, right? Like, at the time when I first met Tony, my life wasn't healthy. You know, I was a wrestler, so I always thought I was healthy because I was wrestling a lot and I was in good shape and all these things. But like, what I ate was not good. It was not healthy at all. In fact, it kills me. I could go back in time now to when I was first started wrestling and what I know about nutrition now and eat differently, because, man, I would have been twice the wrestler had I been eating correctly. But because I was, you know, exercising and lifting weights, all those other things, like, I didn't know how bad my health was. And it was like a conscious choice. Like, I was, you know, I've been done wrestling for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, and I'd gained like 40 or 50 pounds and all these things, and I didn't know any better. And I became conscious of it. I was like, okay, I'm in the same pattern that, you know, generations ahead of me have been struggling with the exact same thing as well. Like, I have to consciously break this or I'm going to be stuck in the same chain for forever. The same thing, and I'm going to pass it on to my kids and my kids' kids and things like that. So I had to consciously stop and say, I'm going to eat differently. I'm going to, the things I put in my body will be different than what's just in front of me, right? And I had to shift that. And I had to be a chain breaker for me. And now hopefully I'm passing those things on to my kids and my kids' kids and so on and so forth from generations, down past me. Financially with entrepreneurship, I think I got a lot of really good blessings from my father and from people before me. But I also have figured things out. I became very conscious of what my beliefs are and things like that, right? And I started thinking about that in all aspects of my life. And so I want to share this with you guys because my guess, my assumption is there are a whole bunch of patterns and beliefs that are causing you to do things or not do things, that if you were aware of them, you could break that chain and you could shift it. And the cool thing about when you break a chain is it doesn't just break it for yourself, it then breaks it for your kids and your kids' kids and posterity and literally generations. And sometimes, look at 10 generations, right? Let's say I've got 5 kids. And if each of them have 5 kids, generation 2 is 25 kids. Each of those have 5 kids, generation 3 is 125. And you go 10 generations, it's a million people, right? Because I broke a chain, because I made a shift, because I made a directional thing, over the next 10 generations, how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people's lives will be shifted because of a change that I made in my life today, right? And same thing's for you. What is that in your life? Okay. Now, again, you have some positive things from your generations prior to you, and you should be grateful for them. And they think, when you say your prayers at night, thank the Lord that you have those amazing things that you have. But then look at the negative things and start looking at them saying, man, my dad struggled with this, my grandpa struggled with this, or whatever, right? Or my mom struggled. These are things that are affecting me. Maybe the belief they've been passing on to me isn't correct. What is it? And you become aware of it, then you can step back and say, I got to figure out what is the true belief. What do I need to shift? What do I need to change in my life? And then when you make that, you literally break that chain. And then for the people coming after you, you're able to set them up for success. And so anyway, that was just what I was thinking about today as I first off saw that guy hit his kid, second off saw the people with the ice cream machine, and then started thinking about myself and my family and my kids. And I was looking backwards in time and then forward in time. And I was just like, I want to start becoming more aware of the negative change right now that are happening. I want to be able to identify those things and then become conscious of it. Okay, now that I'm conscious of it, now I can affect it. How do I break this pattern? How do I break this chain so that my kids don't struggle with the same thing I'm struggling with? How do I get rid of it? How do I destroy it so that they don't struggle with it? And I don't know if I'm going to be able to figure all those things out. I'm sure some of them I'm not going to figure out during this lifetime. I have tons of struggles and things I can't figure out. And I'm sure I've passed some of those traits on to these amazing little children. And if I'm not able to break it, hopefully they'll be the ones that break those chains. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting and I wanted to share it with you. So hopefully you guys can all listen to this. First off, hopefully nobody got offended. Again, not my goal. But hopefully it did help you to kind of look at that and realize that, oh my gosh, there's things I'm doing because I got this thing from my dad or my grandpa or someone, maybe 150, 200, 500,000 years back in my posterity who kept passing this on from father to son, from mother to daughter. And because of that, I believe these things that aren't true. Or I'm struggling with these things that aren't true. How do I, or that are holding me back from what I actually want in life. How do I take those things? How do I break those chains? And that way I can set up my kids for success and myself for success and my kids' kids and so far, down the chain. So anyway, that's what I want to share with you guys today. I hope it helps somebody out there. I know for me, I'll be making a list of the positives and being grateful for them and the negatives and figuring out how I can consciously break those chains for myself and therefore pass those things on to my kids as well. And I hope that you do the same. All right, that said, you guys, I am going to get cleaned up. I'm covered in salt from our ocean excursion today. It's so funny. I was talking to Dave and a bunch of people at the office. I talked about I hate salt water. Everyone's like, let's go to the beach. I'm like, I don't like the beach. Like, how do you not like the beach? I'm like, I don't know. I hate salt water. It's horrible. And today at the beach, every 5 seconds, Nora gets splashed and gets salt in her eyes. And she would cry. And it was horrible. And then the other kids would splash each other. And they get salt in the eyes and salt in the mouth. And we're spitting out, blah, it tastes it tastes horrible. And then I'm putting water in their mouth to rinse the salt out. And then anyway, then you finally get out of the water. And then it's the salt sticks to your body and your whole body itches. And your clothes rip on your body. And oh, I hate salt. if they made oceans out of like fresh water, I would love the beach. But they don't, so I'll never live on a beach. It doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't pull me at all. I'd rather have a swimming pool or a river or a lake, but man, I don't know. So all you beach bums, I just don't get it. That whole salt thing's hard to overcome for me. Maybe it's a negative chain I gotta break. Maybe my dad's from California though, he loved the beach. Yeah, maybe I'm the one that's starting this like anti-beach chain. Hopefully I don't pass on to my kids. Oh man, I'm sort of analyzing everything I do and say now through this analogy of the chains. I'm starting a new chain of beach haters, and my kids and my kids' kids will all hate the beach, but we will love lakes. So there you go. Oh man, I gotta be careful what I say now. All right, I'm gonna go. I appreciate you guys listening. If you got any value from this at all, please take a picture on your phone right now. If you're listening on your phone, post on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you post stuff, and tag me and use hashtag marketing secrets. And I'd love to hear from you guys and your thoughts on this episode as well as all the other episodes. Also, some of you guys know I had to shift my feed in iTunes. So if you're listening to this on iTunes and you've left a comment in the past, your comment probably disappeared. So it would mean the whole world to me to go and rate this thing, leave a comment, tell me and tell the world why you like this podcast. That would help a lot with rankings. Yeah, we were on the top 10 for over a year in business section, and then for some reason iTunes kicked us out. So now I got to rebuild all the rankings and all the stuff and the comments and the stars. And anyway, but hopefully you're still getting a ton of value from this. That's all that really matters when all is said and done. It doesn't really matter how many stars and stuff I get, but it does help more people find out about it. So if you can take a minute, head over to iTunes and rate and review, that would be sweet. Anyway, with that said, appreciate you all. Hope you're having a great day, and we'll talk to you all again soon. Bye, everybody.
Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.